Big league sports can bring out the best and the worst in us. Soccer is no exception. Mix it with Middle East politics, and that could mean trouble. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's trip to the region this week takes him to two countries that are about to face off on the soccer field, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Here's your political backgrounder for the match. The Saudis accuse Qatar of financing terrorism. It's a charge Qatar denies. And for 18 months, a Saudi-led economic blockade has hit Qatari businesses hard. Puria Jaffari of the BBC's Persian service is in Abu Dhabi. In just over a week, Qatar and Saudi Arabia are going to meet in Zayed Sports City Stadium in Abu Dhabi. That's the capital of the United Arab Emirates, where you are. Will it be possible for the teams to put politics on the sidelines in this very important match?
I think for the Qatari team, you have to bear in mind that in 3 years' time, we have the World Cup happening in Qatar in 2022. And for them, the bigger picture is to be able to compete against the best teams in the world. So in a way, this Asian Cup for Qatar is a very special tournament. And it is a baptism of fire for that team. So the worse the conditions, the better the team gets prepared for 2022, I guess.
The U.S. has kind of overlapping interests with a lot of these countries in the Asian Cup. Qatar is where the U.S. has its largest military base. As Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he knows that, and he wants Qatar and its Arab neighbors to get along. This tension, though, between the countries, how's it playing out in the Asian Cup?
The slogan for the Asian Cup is bringing Asia together. I think it is actually one of those situations when sports can bring people together, and the two teams will go out there and play and nothing will happen, and then they will realize that we're all human and we can all be friends.
That sounds like the kind of utopian scenario that soccer solves the problems of the world. You really think that's going to happen?
I don't know. At the end of the day, there should be some will by the politicians for this to be resolved.
Have there ever been any other matches in the Mideast that you know of where the teams' countries are so wary of each other or even at war? And what did soccer do?
There's two group matches in this Asian Cup which have been sold out. One is the one we've been talking about, Qatar and Saudi Arabia. The other one is Iran-Iraq, obviously two countries which have been at war, and it's been sold out. It's going to happen in Dubai. And there is a bit of sporting history between the teams. The last Asian Cup in Australia, the Iraqis, they managed to beat Iranians in a penalty shootout, and it was a very bad-tempered match.
Yeah, I think we actually have some sound from that Asian Cup match between Iran and Iraq in 2015.
Amiri, one of the substitutes. Oh, back off the post! Salem Shakir. Can he do it? Salem Shakir puts Iraq into the semifinals!
Well, knowing the violent and heady history between Iran and Iraq, that must have been quite the match.
Sometimes the political situation between the countries who are playing in the sporting field, it kind of intensifies the situation. Some other times, sport can be used as a tool, like the China ping pong diplomacy back in the Nixon era. It's very difficult to tell which way it's going to go, but we've seen both sides of the story.
Is it difficult to tell which way this is going to go? Because Saudi Arabia is 69th in the world, Qatar 93. Is it considered a serious match?
A lot of these players, because they've played in the same club competition in Asia, they know each other. And when there's so much political significance for a match, they kind of raise their game.
So the big match next week on the 17th, how are you going to cover it? And will any fans from Qatar be in the stadium, you think?
I don't think any fans from Qatar. There will be a few, the ones who got their visas approved, but obviously because of the blockade, there are a lot of Qatari fans who won't be here. If there are any United Arab Emirates fans in the stadium, I would say they will cheer for the Saudi team. And the Saudis, as far as I know, they've bought all the tickets the officials have done, and they're going to distribute it between their own fans. So the atmosphere will favor the Saudis heavily.
The BBC's Puria Jaffari of the Persian service in Abu Dhabi, where he's covering the Asian Cup soccer tournament. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Cheers.